Hey everybody, Dave Guerra here. Welcome to the Daily Dave. Today is Wednesday, June 15, 2016. How are you? Halfway to the end of the week? Half the week done, and I've got nothing done. I'll tell you that much. I'm still so way behind. It's unbelievable. But hey, I'm here, and you're here, and that's all that matters. How are you? Anyway, today I'm going to continue talking about what I talked about in the video I posted earlier today in my Leadership Minute video about doing what you need to do to become a successful leader. And that is, one of these items is you got to stop doing this, is stop blaming others. Because I've said it before and I'll say it again, blaming others is not a leadership skill. It's not, you don't master blaming others. You don't even get to become a leader. You don't even get to be considered a leader if all you do is blame others. But yet for some reason, some people make it to a position of quote-unquote leadership, and I say quote-unquote because, again, they either were there long, they stayed long enough that they moved up into a position and they just assumed the role. Maybe they've had the experience that was the minimal requirement to get into that position, but yet they continue with those bad habits of bad leadership, bad training, bad mentoring, and the list goes on and on, because they learned this from somebody, and blaming others is an acquired skill, unfortunately. It's not a leadership skill, it's just a skill that people will acquire because they've seen other people do it, because somewhere in their lives someone said it's appropriate to blame others. Never take the blame yourself, but be sure that you're blaming others, because, that's how you're going to get ahead. Because for some strange reason, somebody thinks they're still in the 1970s management way of doing things. And that's not the way it works. It never worked then, and it's not going to work now. But again, people still try to get away with it. And those are the people that need to be called on it right away. Because again, what kind of a leader blames others? You know, they now, obviously, you know, there's going to be situations when there's going to be those individuals that steps up and say, yes, it's my fault. They got him on video, dead to rights, whatever. But even then, as a leader, you do not blame others. You do not make them as individuals an example. You make the situation an example of what not to do, but you don't single out the individual and make them an example. Now, I know some organizations, well, I want his head on a platter. I want her head on a platter. Somebody's got to go. I understand that. I understand it. But again, tact, dignity, respect, and work that way, and you'll see great things happen that way. But blaming others is for a different time, it's for a different century, it's for a different mindset. It's not anything that even should be considered a second thought. And ultimately, it's something that should just not even be considered as part of a leadership expectation of leaders. Now, some organizations, maybe they're still working their way through, but even then, it has got to stop. At some point, it has got to stop, because that is just plain and simple nonsense. Listen, folks, I do invite you to watch the video. It's there's a link to it on the website, on daveguerra.com. Go to media, and you'll see it there under the Leadership Minute. And again, let me know what you think. Drop me a note, either dave@daveguerra.com or on Facebook or on Twitter @DaveGuerra. And let me know what you think of today's topic of the Leadership Minute and today's The Daily Dave. Listen, until tomorrow, have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.